Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I started stealing cars because I thought they were mine. I had a voice in my head. It was telling me to steal cars. It was like, that car belongs to you. I swear, I promise you. It's hard to explain. It's complex. It sounds loony, but it's the truth.
Dude, that's like the only time I've ever heard this.
Like people leaving their keys in the cars and then going to the gas station and stuff like that.
Really?
It wasn't like breaking into them. But no, it was just hopping in and leaving. But the voice was directing me. It was almost as if the voice knew where to tell me to go. Like it was like a make a left here, make a right there. Okay, go through your style like a game of Grand Theft Auto. Like,
and then boom, there's a car.
Boom, there it is. Somebody just got out there. You know what I'm saying? And it was weird like that.
I wish I had powers like that. But when it came to single hot ladies.
Single hot lady.
Yeah, like take a left at this street, go down here, boom, she's vulnerable.
Yeah, I was looking for some of those too, but the voices weren't directing me that way. I was just doing myself, man.
You're in a better place now.
A way much better place and stuff like that, man. And like, I was tripping. You know, all I can say is meth is one hell of a drug.
Yes.
Okay, there it is.
Yes, it is.
I was like, all right, so he's just hearing voices all the time. Yeah. No, the meth told me to do it.
Yeah.
And meth will tell you to do things like that. Take cars, all sorts of things.
I like how it's still not his fault. He shouldn't be the one going to jail. It should be the voices and the meth.
Should be arrested.
Yeah, that's the one that should be arrested.
I agree.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Jury duty that I was not called for.
Wait a minute, you weren't called for? What does that mean?
Well, I was called for it, but I did not get selected. I sat on one trial potential, and I got overlooked.
And why do you think they overlooked you?
They chose all young ladies for the jury.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think they did that?
Oh, it was totally strategy, and there was... they picked mostly young ladies, and I think it was a more maybe sentimental value.
Man, if I was on jury duty, a panel of all young women would be like the perfect thing for me. I wish I was on that jury.
Well, that's... Yeah, I agree.
You thought about
all
it.
Right,
like, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I guess it would be perfect. I really would love to be a part of that jury.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I disagree with you all. We're going to have to be sequestered into a hotel for quite a while, ladies. Things are going to get wild. Hope they have a hot tub there.
Yeah, is it just hot in here? I'm going to take my
shirt off. Oh, my God, it sounds like the beginning of a bad adult movie.
What you doing at the courthouse?
It's a drug possession.
And how did you get caught?
How I get caught? I don't know.
Were you messed up and you didn't, like, you woke up in jail or what?
No, I was just driving, coming out the parking lot, and then the police just pulled me over.
And did they ask you if you had anything and you just gave it up?
No, they didn't ask me nothing. They just put me on the ground and just started searching.
So they found stuff on you?
Oh, yeah. Crack.
Okay, all right. So, well, have you learned anything from this?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
What did you learn?
Crack.
Hide your crack better. If you got crack, don't get searched by the cops.
I like how innocent he is, too. He's like, I had no idea. They just pulled me over. How did they know? Yeah. I didn't know.
I was driving down the wrong side of the street with my head out the window asking for crack cocaine, and they just pulled me over and searched me. And then they found crack.
Strange.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, my gosh. So, basically, I went to a friend's party from high school. I beer bonged 2 4 Locos. That was my first drink.
Wow.
And then we were playing King's Cup, and they were passing around a bottle of vodka. I thought it was just regular vodka, but it turned out to be homemade potato vodka, and I was chugging it.
So it's kind of like moonshine.
Yeah, it was really strong. And I don't remember anything after that, but when I was at my lawyer's office reading the police report, I guess I rolled down into like a ravine like 37 times, and the thing that stopped me was a tree.
What?
Yeah, and the whole thing was sticker bushes, and then when the cops said I was trying to get back up, I kept rolling back down the sticker bushes, and when I got up there, I was like, I'm so sorry, just take me to jail, I'm a piece of shit, man.
So you were hammered, man.
Yeah, I blew a .325.
Jeez.
And you lived.
Yeah, I lived, you know, I got surgery, and I broke my collarbone was sticking like 4 inches out of my chest, dude.
Oh, gnarly.
Yeah, it was brutal. The judge gave me 1 day in jail and $1,500 in fines.
That was it?
5 years probation, which it finishes up in, a couple months from now.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah, so I'm stoked about that.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Celebrate getting out of probation? Probably get another DUI. They say
what?
Everything is best in twos, so.
No!
They don't actually say everything is best in twos.
No!
You almost die.
Why was
that? Not learn your lesson. I just picture him, though, like in these thorn bushes rolling around, like, I'm sorry, I'm in it.
Just
arrest me right now.